You know, I almost died today because a thing fell out of the ceiling and almost killed me.
Sorry. Dana, that was not a thing. That was a, first of all, that was a event.
I want to do one of those Facebook polls. If you had a vent in your ceiling that was askew, would you A, take the time to find a ladder and a screwdriver and try to figure out what was going on? Or B, no, everyone knows what I'm about to say. You get a broom.
No.
You walk over to the vent and you go, and it pops it back in and you're done.
What happened at your house today?
It fell and almost killed me.
Okay. Almost killed you, really?
Yeah, Sam, that could have really hurt.
Okay, unremarkable.
Why didn't you? Totally unremarkable.
Are we ignoring the fact that the reason that it fell down was because it was missing a screw? What did you think was going to happen when you pushed it back up? I did not know that
it was missing a screw when I pushed it up.
Why do you think it was askew?
I don't know. It was missing a screw. I can't see anything within 3 feet of my face anymore. You know that.
What was it doing? Levitating?
You knew that it was askew. You had to see that.
I woke up this morning and half of, you guys, it was a standard size vent, a little wider.
Ceiling vent.
Metal. And half of it had just flapped down. I thought,
a screw fell loose. It's an imperfect world.
Screws fall out all the time. It's an imperfect world. Do you know the most likely place that you accidentally die is in your house?
You know why?
Specifically in one room.
It's bathroom.
The bathroom.
Yep.
The reason is because, see, I hate these studies. Like people say, you know, you're more likely to die within 5 miles of your home.
Yeah.
That's because most people, when they're out running errands, don't, unless you're going to work, chances are you're not traveling more than 5 miles from your home.
Right.
That's why you're more likely to get into a car accident within 5 miles of your home.
Correct.
Because...
But are you in the bathroom more than any other room in your house?
No, but that is clearly the most dangerous because of the water and the tile or wood or whatever. You know, when you're in a shower, showers are not the most, I was going to use the word sturdy, slippery less places to be.
Slippery less?
Slippery less. We're going to go with that word. Okay.
We need some sandpaper starfish for the floor.
You know, we're about at the age that we need the old grab bar, and I'm not even embarrassed to say it.
No, that is a lie. I am not getting a grab bar.
All right, in the new home that we purchased, we've only got two bathrooms. One of the showers happens to have a grab bar in it.
Well, only one of them.
It is stylish.
No.
I'll tell you right now, it is stylish.
Sam, I've been to this house.
It is sturdy. And I'm not immune to grabbing on that thing when I'm getting out of the shower.
Ask Dana, Sam. Sam, ask Dana if this is in the shower that they had renovated. Because in one bathroom, they didn't need any real work done.
Yeah.
And in one, they had it completely cleared out and remodeled.
We got it.
Ask her if it's in the remodeled bathroom, because if it is, that means they asked for it.
No, we inherited the grab bar in the other shower, but
no.
I'm telling you, yes, we did. I used to think.
Swear on somebody's grave.
In the shower that did not need messing with, that's where the grab bar was.
Okay.
And I'm telling you.
Why would it be in a kid's bathroom?
I'm not saying I used to make fun of it, but it was the guest bathroom. I used to think, you know what? I'm never going to be at the age where that would be useful to me. My mom has one, you know.
Now you're a grab bar fanatic.
And now that I've grabbed onto it, and it is, it's kind of nice. It's sturdy.
I would hope so.
I'm not going to say we're going to install one in the new shower, but it would probably cut down on a large number of falls and accidents if we all, as Americans, embraced the grab bar.
Now, I never believed the falling in the shower thing. I've always had some pretty non-slippery.
Tell that to Whitney Houston.
All right.
Shower floors. I have a old school, and I mean old school bathtub now. I never knew that old school bathtubs valleyed in the middle.
Sam.
There is no flat portion of the bathtub.
That's how it empties out.
Sam, we paid money for the clawfoot bathtub. And I will tell you,
Why does it valley in the middle?
It valleys in the middle. I will tell you, if you could put a grab bar outside of that thing, I would have done it because it is slick as snot when you are getting out of that thing.
I almost fall over every time I go to like wash my lower extremities because of the middle valley.
Yes, you need something to sturdy yourself. Remember when we were kids, they had those little sticky, they were shaped like stars.
Six-sided stars.
Six-sided stars, and you would pull the sticky tack off the back of it.
Almost looked like a snowflake.
Yes, and Sam, you would stick those onto the bottom of the tub as a, you know, they were kind of like sandpaper on the top.
And nothing said, I'm going to retire in a trailer like that.
Those were big time in North Topeka.
I'm sure they were.
That was part of our decor. They you watch your mouth.
They wouldn't even sell those at Walmart. That was Dollar General exclusive.
We had them in every one of our houses. And I'm telling you, the things I used to make fun of, I'm now starting to embrace in my mature age.
I will say this. What I find fascinating is watching Sam literally walk himself in to a Dr. Rick commercial. I mean, it is remarkable.
Sorry, I'm in here frantically editing all of the Dana-isms that came out of the grab bar segment.
Are you serious right now? Now that I've grabbed onto it, and it is, it's kind of nice.
And next.
And I'm not immune to grabbing on that thing when I'm getting out of the shower.
Those are the only two I've gotten so far.
Seriously, the phones are ringing. I don't know why, but one of them is named Dana. I think we should take that just because of their name.
913-586-7798. 586-7798 here on Dana and Parks.